Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everyone. You are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Peggy Parker, and I hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour as I guide you through the maze of sometimes conflicting and often confusing information so that I can assist you in achieving your own optimal health and wellness. I'm here each and every Wednesday, and you can tune in to hear some info that will transform your life as I share some simple solutions for your everyday health. Today, we are continuing a topic we started last week on food allergies and how they can dramatically affect your health. It seems that last week's show was pretty eye-opening to some of you, and I received quite a few questions that I wasn't able to answer. So this week, I'm going to group some of them together since some were similar. I'm going to group them together so I can provide kind of an overall coherent answer to a bulk of them before I move on to any new questions. So before I start that, I thought maybe it would be good to just do a quick recap. So last week, I started off the whole topic of food allergies with an explanation of why one out of every two people in the world suffer, sometimes silently and sometimes really violently, from food allergies. And I kicked it off with an explanation from a biological medicine standpoint. I explained how babies have really permeable intestinal tracts that are truly meant for breast milk only during the first 12 to 18 months of life, and that during that time frame, those holes allow the baby to get lots of nutrition and be able to triple its birth weight in the first year of life. And then after one and between 18 months, those holes begin to close up until at about 18 months, babies' digestive tracts are completely ready for food. And then I went on to explain how the introduction of baby formulas made from cow's milk created what's generally a baby's first allergic response, and that as formula and the sanitary way of feeding babies grew in popularity from post-World War II, and on, that more and more babies began to suffer from lots of health issues like asthma, upper respiratory symptoms, eczema, cradle cap, colic, and even rickets and scurvy. And that trend, that upward trend to this sanitary way of feeding babies continued all through the 70s, until in the early 70s, 75% of all American babies were bottle-fed babies. And then we went on to talk about how this opened the door to developing an overstimulated immune system, and that can be the beginning of most autoimmune diseases. And then we talked a little bit about wheat and how the hybridization of wheat has made it virtually impossible for most Americans to digest it. Now, I want you to keep in mind that outside of America, in fact, in most European countries, this wheat hybridization doesn't exist. They have not done the same process to increase the gluten in wheat by at least 10 times that of what it was 50 years ago. So there are many fewer gluten allergies in the rest of the world. If you happen to miss that whole show and want the full story, you can listen to it in the archives, or you can even download it on iTunes. So I am going to move on now and give you a little more information. If you follow my food blog, omgallergyfree.com, I posted the answers to some of these questions, but I think when we do it live, you know, we can actually get some questions and cover it a little bit more thoroughly so that your questions are really answered. So what I want to do is kind of move on with another explanation for some for milk allergies. And this is based on both my medical training and my years growing up on a dairy farm in South Dakota. So while I was growing up, I drank lots of whole cow's milk. It was just a staple in a dairy farming household. And so when I started my biological medicine training, Dr. Rao, who actually runs a clinic in Switzerland, gave another plausible reason, and it made a lot of sense to me. So in times past, especially in Northern and Western Europe, families had a cow, a family cow, sometimes two cows if it was a really big family. And that cow was the sole source of milk for that family. And so cows live about 20 years, so all of the children in the family would have had time to develop some of the enzymes necessary for the proper digestion of the milk from that one or maybe two cows. And that's why those people who lived in Northern Europe or East or Western Europe, or your ancestors have that Northern or Western European heritage, they seem to have fewer milk allergies. But as time moved along and more industrialization was taking place, some small dairy farms rose up, and these would have several cows. And this upward progress into bigger farming as people moved into cities and more and larger dairy farms became popular. Now, I want you to flash forward to the 60s and 70s to my parents' dairy farm where I grew up. Now, I want you to keep in mind that in the whole dairy industry, it would have been considered a really small dairy farm because we only had about 200 cows that we milked every morning and every evening. Oh, I say only. That milk all ended up in a giant shiny stainless steel tank, and about every other day a giant tanker truck would pull up by our barn and use big hose and suck all the milk out of that big stainless steel tank and put it into a bigger stainless steel tank, and then it would visit all the other dairy farms in the area and all that milk would get mixed together. So in other words, that one tanker truck of milk could contain the milk from more than 2,000 cows. And so to complicate things a little further, the milk from that tanker would go on to the milk processing plant where there would be, you know, 100, maybe 100 more tankers that were all lined up. And so all those cows' milk would get all mixed up together. And you have to keep in mind that each one of those dairy farmers had their own special feed mix that they were feeding to try to increase the production of milk, and they would also be given antibiotics and hormones and all kinds of things. So a single gallon of cow's milk, there could be thousands of different DNA signatures in that milk itself, and as well as the DNA signatures of the foods each one of them ate. So you can see why this could be very overwhelming to any digestive system. So since the protein since every protein requires a specific enzyme to break down, you can see that if a family had only one cow, maybe the digestive enzymes would stand a chance of breaking some of those milk proteins and sugars down. But once the milk becomes something that's similar to a giant alphabet soup of DNA and hormones and feed and all kinds of things, you could see that the possibility of breaking it down would become pretty slim. And this actually is probably what's led to more milk allergies and a rise in milk allergies, even among people who were not bottle fed as infants. It seems that there are two things that most people are allergic to in cow's milk, and one of them is the casein or the protein, and the other one is the lactose or the sugar. And again, these sugars, the lactose, and the casein proteins are all going to have different DNA signatures based on the cow that produced it. So this creates quite an issue in terms of finding a way for our bodies to kind of keep up. So this is the this is really one of the, like I said, one of the big components behind other milk allergies. So I have a call from New York, but it's just almost time for us to take a break. And so right after our break, I'm going to be taking a call from Jamil in New York. And so I guess maybe I have enough time right now. So let's go ahead and take Jamil's call. And if I can't get it all answered, we'll answer the rest of it after the call. I mean, after the break. Are you there, Jamil?
Hi, Peggy. Yes, I'm here.
And what's your question?
My question is, first of all, thank you for taking my call. And I'm just sort of really pleased to hear you talk about milk and allergens and all this stuff. I'm new to all of it, but it's just perfect. My question is, I've been diagnosed recently with IBS. And I don't know what to focus on, but I think for me it's the emotional overeating of really terrible, I mean, really food that's really, really a cost in my body. And I'm having teeth issues and stomach issues. I've tried aloe vera, and I've tried bromelain is helping, but I'm trying to find a way to stop the eating destructive food and you know, do it gently and also calm the stomach with something that might be a little more gentle than a bromelain.
Well, you know, I am so glad you asked that question, because I'm about to get to that right after the break, so the timing couldn't be more perfect. So if you can hold on, I do have to take a break now, but I will be back in just about 2 or 3 minutes, and I can answer you more completely. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're
okay.
You're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about food allergies and how they affect your health. We're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to answer Jamil's question. And I'll be taking some other questions. So I'll see you back in just a moment.
Each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about the rise of food allergies and how they may be silently or sometimes violently affecting your health. And just before the break, we were talking to Jamil from New York, and he had a question about allergies and IBS and some teeth issues. Are you still there, Jamil?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, great. Thanks for waiting through our commercial break. So I want to remind you that there are 8 foods that are responsible for about 90% of all food allergy reactions. And those would be milk, wheat, soy, corn, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, and shellfish. So I'd like to know if you have if you've noticed a particular response when you eat any of those foods, or any of them, do any of them tend to give you problems?
Well, when I eat the peanuts in this raw state, I definitely have a problem digesting them, but it's not really as bad as when I eat wheat. If I eat wheat bread or something, it's been a couple of years and, I can't even tolerate it. I get such a hotness to me, and I wasn't conscious before, but now I am. And so I said, okay, wheat is one of those things I'm really, really, aware of. And
okay.
So I do gluten-free oats and things like that, and I seem to be able to tolerate those. And the corn, I don't know. And the corn in its natural form, not so much, but when it's corn chip or something, or if you bake with it, I do have some issues with it.
Okay.
And I don't use milk at all because I can't take it.
Okay, well, you're not alone, because most people who have one food allergy have a lot of food allergies. So if you don't mind, I'm going to kind of explain how that happens, and then maybe that will help answer your questions, then we can get even a little bit more specific for you. So when you eat something that you're allergic to, your immune system sends out these antibodies, because each one of those foods has certain proteins in it. And when they get out into your tissues, your body recognizes it as being foreign. And so it rushes all of these antibodies out to attack that foreign protein. And this sets up a situation where adrenaline or epinephrine is released into your bloodstream. And when that happens, your body makes a big shift into what we refer to as a fight or flight response. Instead of a rest and digest response, it has a fight or flight response. And in other words, the body goes on the defensive and it's ready to do what's ever necessary to do battle. Now, normally that would have been saved for, you know, running away or standing to fight for something in a physical way. But anytime your body senses those chemicals in your bloodstream, it goes on this defensive. And long term, that can create some problems because it can create a real adrenal fatigue, which can put a strain on lots of other endocrine glands like your thyroid or your thymus. And that can result in things like exhaustion and weight gain and depression and a heightened response by your immune system, which is what you're now having. So each time your immune system answers that call to take care of one of those foreign proteins, it uses something that I talked a little bit in detail about on one of my earlier radio shows. It uses oxidation to destroy them. And it doesn't use just a little bit of oxidation. It actually uses a pretty massive attack. And so normally your body would send out antioxidants like superoxide dismutase or SOD or glutathione to clean up the damage that it would have created to surrounding tissues. But if you're eating foods regularly that you're allergic to, it becomes, you know, it's kind of such a regular occurrence that there simply isn't enough of those antioxidants to do the cleanup. And so tissues start to suffer some pretty massive damage. And so this is why I highly recommend drinking ionized water, because it contains kind of the perfect antioxidant in the form of just free electrons. And so, you know, for a little more information on that, you can listen to some of the archived calls, or if we have time a little later, I can go into a little bit more detail about that. But so I hope you can see that what's happened over time is that it just kept creating lots of inflammation and irritation. And some of those specific places that will happen is in your intestinal tract. And this can create little holes in your intestinal tract called little fissures, where undigested food proteins can get out in outside of the intestinal tract and they don't belong there. And that creates the next allergic response and the next allergic response and the next allergic response. So in a situation like yours, the best thing to do is put yourself on an allergy elimination diet. It's a little bit of a pain in the neck, but really worth it, because then you can definitely isolate which things are causing, that are the root cause of your food allergies. Because as your intestinal tract gets those little holes or those little fissures in it, lots of undigested food will get out there and you'll have an allergic response to things that you're not necessarily really allergic to. You're just, it's just leaking out inappropriately. And so if we can heal the gut and get that fixed, then we're on to a much easier path for you. And so that aloe vera that you're taking, that's one of the perfect ways to heal your intestinal tract. And so is okra. So as the summer, yes, okra. Do you like okra?
I do like okra. I haven't had it in years, but it was funny. I saw somebody joking about that on TV. Said, oh, you better get your stewed prunes and okra. And it was a joke, but it was an old lady, whatever. And I said, okay, wait a minute now. That does have a ring of truth, because I like that. But you know what you said, I had to back up, is what you said. I just got allergy tested here in Brooklyn, and I didn't even know my people, because I'm on a limited budget. I'm on a, it's just a whole mess. I'm on a limited income. But they did have this in a little back of it, and I said, wow, and it was pretty thorough. They did the air quality and everything like that, and food, too. And they found out I was absolutely allergic to shrimp and shellfish of all kinds. But then everything else, like you said, was an intolerance. And they didn't go into detail like you just did about where the tolerance come from. But she did say they had intolerance for a lot of stuff. So, like you said, that's what I'm dealing with now, like an intolerance to things. I'm not in danger of, you know, my life, but I'm uncomfortable. And so, and I do want to do more alkalining foods. And I do want, I feel like what happened, like you said, even a couple of years ago, I was okay to eat foods and sea vegetables and things like that. Now it's like almost a gauntlet to a vampire. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. I'd rather eat something. I don't want to put the label because I'm just sort of getting into it, but I know it's disgusting. But I feel like now is almost an emotional thing that's just driving my eating habits. But I'll say, my God, you know, I'm eating this junk, and it's terrible.
That's normal. I want you to know that's normal. That when you're in this situation where you have all this undigested food that's going on because you have IBS and so food's not getting digested properly, and you start having cravings. It's really odd that you have cravings for the very things that you're allergic to. Sometimes that happens because of yeast and overgrowth of yeast. So there's a big imbalance in your intestinal tract between the good guys that help you digest your food and the bad guys that are colonizing and creating this yeasty overgrowth. And so they're going to want you to eat the things that you're allergic to because that gives them more fuel. So does that make sense?
Now because I'm like 2008, I can take it or leave it. I can eat for good months, you know, whatever, my mom or whoever, I eat it, love it. It could be just the strictest, you know, microbiotic, anything, I can do it. And now it is total junk food. And I think my stress levels gone through the roof, and I feel like my body chemistry has changed, and now I'm like an addict, just sort of, you know, on
it. It's true.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly why. So it takes a little discipline here to just kind of cut yourself off from all of it. And so the best thing to do is just kind of clean out your house and get rid of all that junk and put in only foods that you know you're not going to respond to. So since you do have a food lab test results, you can start there. But just eliminate all of those 8 things that most people that are the most common allergens, and anything else that you have noticed. Start eating really fresh vegetables and fruits. And are you a vegetarian or are you a meat eater?
You know what? And that's another thing. I've been craving meat, but I don't like it. And I prefer to go vegetarian because I like carbohydrates. You know, I like beans and rice and everything you can think of on that vegan side. I can avenge myself doing it very easily, except for soy, any kind of soy.
Those are really hard for people with most food allergies to detect. So it is almost time for another break. So I want to kind of make sure that I've answered more fully. So what I want you to do is just eliminate all those things from your diet and get on an allergy elimination diet. So it doesn't look like I have anybody else waiting in queue for a call. So if you want to wait through this next commercial break, because we really have to give our sponsors the time to, to make themselves known, since they're responsible for me being here on the air. So I need to take a little break here. And when I come back, I'll help you through that whole allergy elimination diet and be a little bit more specific. So just to remind everyone, you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about one of the hottest topics around food allergies. When we come back, I'll be able to take some more of your questions. So remember, the phone number is 800-930-2819, or you can get on instant feedback and send in a question. But right now we're going to take a little break. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Share the gift of gab between themselves. Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
You love to live in simple gratitude for each moment of your life? When gratitude is integrated in life, it uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, and you create each day with wonder and passion. Gratitude expressed daily gives us wings to fly towards its highest summits. By writing your five gratitudes a day in your journal, you open yourself up to new possibilities to live your life to the fullest. Wishing you a day filled with the essence of gratitude. To get your gratitude journal and bungee bookmark infused with the essence of gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
To the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're talking about food allergies. And just before the break, I've been answering Jamil from New York's questions about food allergies and intolerances. And Jamil, just to let you know this, New York City is my favorite city in the United States. Not that I don't like lots of others. It just happens to be my favorite place to visit. So I think I heard you mention that you live in Brooklyn. Is that right?
Yep, I do. I like it here too.
So in Brooklyn, I know that there are a number of organic farmers markets, and there's a food co-op at Park Slope where you might be able to get some help, because really the best thing that's gonna, you know, to help you with this is the things that are most important for you to concentrate on are as many fresh fruits and vegetables as possible, and just avoid all grains altogether, even those oats, for at least 6 weeks. 3 months is ideal, but so I want you to avoid everything that's on your sheet that you got back from the lab, plus all grains and all forms of dairy products and sugar. And sugar. I know this is big, but honestly, once you get into it for about a week, the first week is always the hardest, but after that, it starts getting a lot easier. So concentrate on buying as many fresh fruits and vegetables as you can. And you can try organic chicken or beef, or I don't really recommend beef as much, but you could try a little chicken. You could try the one grain that I do think is okay, because it's not really a grain, it's a seed, is quinoa. And quinoa has tons of protein in it, and it's complete protein, so it's a vegetarian's good friend. So some folks say that lamb is also okay on one of these hypoallergenic kind of elimination diets. So if that fits...
I was going to ask one question. Have you ever heard of a diet called FODMAP or something MAP? It was something where it was supposed to be this anti-gas or anti-intolerance diet. I forgot the name of it, but I know it was F or PH or something on it.
Well, the problem with those kinds of diets is that they're actually concentrating on trying to change your blood chemistry, your pH and your blood chemistry through food, and it's actually virtually impossible to do that. You can actually make it worse by eating more acidic food, but it's hard to get it to balance out right, because it all goes kind of back to that one of those early calls I made, where really it's about antioxidants and about changing the cells in your body so that they can uptake more water, and that will automatically pH balance your cells. So if you have time, you might want to go back on in the archive calls and listen to, you know, that information that I did probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. And so again, go ahead.
This has been very, very, very helpful. I think that I think it's been helpful because you've been able to clarify the cravings and also what I can do. And I think that you're right. I think a week, I think some people say 3 days is a month to back. I like her writing, and she had this wonderful book. And it talks about a 3-day, no, 4-day win. And you do it for 4 days, then boom, you be on that steady path or whatever you choose to do. So I think that I'm going to definitely set up my house, because I do go to the farmer's market, and I believe in wheatgrass and all these other things that we have around here. And I try to shop local, but again, I was off of this path for a couple of years, a month or something, because I've been so craving it, so I'll forget it. I'm going to get that healthy stuff, and I'm going to just drown it out with cream and things and all this other stuff. So I think I'm going to go back to that this weekend when the people come in to the town with all the produce and things and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's the perfect way to kind of reboot everything, get everything else kind of back on track, is to just and it's easier if you just purge your house and you don't have any of it around. Then you actually have to make a conscious decision to leave your house to go buy some junk food. And so it's easier to talk yourself out of it. If you have it in your refrigerator or your cabinet, it's easier to talk yourself into it, into cheating a little. And it, you know, so that's how I do it. You know, I just don't have the stuff around.
Well, thank you so much, because you really helped me with the, even with the break, the antioxidants, because I know I feel, and that's one thing I hate to say to myself, I feel like I aged myself rapidly within a couple of...
Oh, it happens. You're not, you aren't fooling yourself. That's exactly what happens when all this oxidation happens. It creates a rapid aging of your internal organs and your skin and everything else. So you're very observant. I applaud you for that. So I know you can do this, and you can check in with me on my Facebook page, which is Simple Health Network, on my simplehealthnetwork.com. You can send me emails through there, or you can get on my food blog, which is omgallergyfree.com. And always, you can post questions. I'm always happy to be as much help as I can. You can call back anytime, any Wednesday, and I'll do my best to help you through these next few weeks. And then one thing I wanted to clarify about the okra is that as you're going through this thing, there are actually components in okra that will heal your intestinal tract. And so that's why eating okra can be really, really helpful to you.
Okay, thank you. And, you know, also, just to close out, is I try to pickling, but cultured foods, and that's so rough for me right now. I even called the author, and she said, you know, I do prescribe to pickling, and cultured foods, and but, you know, the people who have it here, because I told
fermented,
them, start with broth, start with, and then step up to culture, because right now, cultured foods, like, that you do yourself, it just hurt me so much. So I think, like you said, I'm just going to just take it easy, do broths, do vegetables and things like that, cook them, steam them.
Yes, make sure that they're cleaned and cooked pretty well. And if you have a food processor or a Vitamix or something, go ahead and puree a lot of them. That's the easiest way for your body to go through this digestive process if you've broken them down really well. And then it doesn't have to do as much work. And so if you take that load off your digestive tract, it can start healing instead of digesting.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
In the blog, I'm going to look at your blog, and I'm going to reach out on Facebook.
Great. Well, thanks. I'm so glad that you joined me today. And again, thanks for calling in, and I look forward to hearing about your progress.
Thank you. I will.
So I have a couple of other questions that I have gotten here, and so I want to make sure that we get to those. And one of them is actually asking about egg allergies. So I don't know if I can get through all of the information, but I'm going to do my best here. So I want you to keep in mind that that eggs, there are a couple of things that people are allergic to in eggs. The albumin in the white and some of the proteins in the yolk. So some people have a greater allergy to egg yolks and some to egg whites and some people just to eggs in general. So I want to give you kind of my own weird spin on egg allergies. And so on February 19th on my food blog, I posted an article on some groundbreaking research that was reported in Discovery Magazine that demonstrated that old adage of you really are what you eat, because it showed how what we eat can change our RNA and our DNA. In fact, it can alter the RNA in plants can alter up to 30% of our genetic code. It's kind of crazy. So then on April 8th, it was on Easter Sunday, I related it to chickens and the eggs that they lay. And so, you know, I might sound like I'm a little bit of a soapbox against giant agriculture. And, I kind of am, so it's not a far stretch to say that. So here's what I said. I said that worldwide, chickens have become a huge agribusiness, and they're grown in mostly really unsanitary, overcrowded, and completely inhumane conditions. So to combat the rising rates of infection and disease that those hens experience, they're regularly fed antibiotics. And so now many of them are succumbing to bacteria-resistant superbugs at pretty alarming rates. And these can actually be transmitted into their embryos, because eggs are really just chicken embryos. And add to that the studies that I found that showed that the things that were in the chicken food were ridiculous. Things like caffeine, because they want the chickens to stay awake so that they will eat more so that they'll produce more eggs or bigger breasts or whatever the goal is. That it has arsenic. It even has the same kind of antihistamine that we find in Benadryl and acetaminophen, which is what Tylenol is made from. And sadly enough, and I don't mean this as a pun, an antidepressant that is the active ingredient in Prozac. Well, you can imagine those poor chickens probably need it. They're probably depressed. But this is disgusting, because this is altering their RNA and DNA. And so they are actually going to, it's going to show up in the eggs. And so while, you know, that might be kind of a little bit alarming to you, the main allergic I think response comes from what chicken, the rest of what chickens are fed. Chickens are fed mostly soy, corn, and wheat in their food. And so if you have a wheat allergy, if you have a corn allergy or you have a soy allergy, then that's going to show up in the eggs. Additionally, corn and soy are the two most genetically modified foods that are that we see on our, you know, that are growing these days. So that creates quite a huge problem. And so this is another reason that eggs, or this is my kind of, you know, crazy reasoning, that people are seeing more, we're seeing more and more and more and more and more allergies to eggs crop up. So it is already time for another commercial break. We want to give our sponsors their due. So I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And when I come back, I'll be willing to take another couple of calls. And so I ask you to stay tuned. You can either call in, send them by instant message.
Each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Transform your life.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
You're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we've been talking about a big hot topic, food allergies and how they affect your health. And so I want to remind you that there are lots of ways that food allergies impact your health, not just the IBS that we talked about with Jamil today, but there are so many other things that you may not be aware of. So everything from migraine headaches to arthritis to any kind of inflammatory thing where IBS would be a part of that, but things like fibromyalgia, chronic joint pain, gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, you know, all those kinds of things seem kind of normal, but so is eczema, psoriasis, and a whole host of other things are actually either caused by or aggravated by food allergies. And so this is why I think it's such an important topic, because these are, some of those things are what I call the silent diseases or the silent effects of food allergies, those things like arthritis and joint pain and headaches and things like that, where you have the screaming loud ones like diarrhea and vomiting and gas and bloating. Those seem really obvious. Those IBS symptoms are really obvious. But I want you to keep in mind that all of them can be caused by, all kinds of things can be caused by food allergies because of this whole thing that it sets up where all that inflammation takes place and tissues begin to break down and there are all kinds of problems. So I want to remind you that you can actually do something for yourself, which is your own food elimination diet. So the easiest and most inexpensive way, you know, to avoid the testing is to just cut out all grains. I want you to cut out all dairy from your diet if you're having really severe symptoms. Those are the two biggest categories. And then you want to do that for 6 weeks to 3 months, and then at the end of your allotted time, you start adding things back in one at a time and just kind of wait to see what happens. And generally, you'll be able to identify them right away. If you'd like to contact me for more information, as I mentioned earlier when I was talking with Jamil, you can go to my website, which is just simplehealthnetwork.com, and you can contact me there. Or you can find me on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Or you can find me on my blog, which is omgallergyfree.com. And I regularly post lots of recipes and relevant health info and lots more. And this Friday on Amazon.com, you'll be able to purchase a copy of my newest little booklet entitled, If Bodies Heal Themselves, Then Why Am I Still Sick? So you can be looking for it on Friday on Amazon. It's just $8.95. And so let's see. It seems that I have another question, but we're just running so close on time that I'm going to ask you to hold your question or send it to me by email, and I will cover it next week. I so enjoy chatting with you, and I don't want to cut anybody short, so I want to make sure that I have enough time to answer your questions. So just as a kind of a recap, today we talked about food allergies. We started with kind of the history of milk allergies and then went on to this other way of looking at it, that even babies who were breastfed, which would normally set up the allergy, even those people can be dramatically affected by milk because of the kind of genetic soup that happens when we get milk from, off the shelf or from a dairy. That's just one of the reasons. So I want you to keep in mind that as mammals, humans are the only people who consume a food that's meant for babies past the time of weaning. In all the rest of the animal kingdom, no other animal would eat milk from another species, nor would they have it past their weaning point. So anyway, that's just kind of something to keep in mind as well. So I do want to remind you that even a low-level food allergy can cause this whole host of health issues that we've been talking about. And so whether you're trying to address some ongoing problems with acne all the way to really terrible things like autoimmune diseases and cancer, the best way to combat inflammation and oxidative stress is to start drinking ionized water. It's the easiest, the most convenient, and the least expensive way to create a really big shift in only a few days or weeks or months. You can see dramatic changes in health. And like I mentioned just a few moments ago, you can start your own allergy elimination diet and just sit back and wait for results. I do appreciate you. I am so glad that you joined me today, and I had a wonderful time chatting with you. I'm really sorry I couldn't get to all of your questions, so I'll do my best to answer them. Remember, I'm here every Wednesday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, and noon Pacific. You can always find out more about Simple Solutions for your own everyday health. And I want again to thank you. This is Dr. Peggy Parker wishing you a happy, healthier week. And I look forward to talking to you next Wednesday when we'll be discussing some more causes behind some food allergies, taking more questions, and helping you find your own simple solutions to your own health issues. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to the Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com. And on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We're able to determine the exact disease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.